It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. So without further ado, with Ruth Epstein, I should say, from the Republican American. Hi, Ruth. What's going on out there?
Good morning. Budgets, budgets, and budgets is what's going on. It's that time of the year. So the first one I'm dealing with is Sharon Board of Selectmen. Had a meeting the other day, and they scrutinized the budget, trying to find reductions wherever they could. This is the selectmen, and they have come up with a plan that they will be submitting to the Board of Finance tonight at 6:30. It shows an increase of about 7%, but that could go up a bit because the contract for the town crew union has not been ratified yet. So there will be some increases there, but they feel it's a very reasonable budget. They worked hard on finding ways to minimize it. This is a new board. First Selectman Casey Flanagan has been a selectman, but this is the first time he's at the helm, and he has two new colleagues in Lynn Kircher and John Brett. So they're really being quite diligent in their initial exploration of this budget. Lots of talk about various items, including trying to see how they could reduce costs at the town beach. They're keeping salaries at 4% across the board. The social service director had asked for a little more, and they said, no, they're going to just hold firm. And if there's talk about funding for Sharon Playhouse, and they took that down a bit. And so we will follow that along, as well as all the other budgets that are starting to come in. Falls Village, the finance board has been questioning the treasurer's reports. Michelle Hansen is the new treasurer. She took over in November from Linda Pavial, who retired. She was a longtime treasurer. And the town changed has a new ordinance. The position is now appointed rather than elected. And so Michelle Hansen was appointed by the selectmen and works under their supervision. The finance board feels that the reports they're getting aren't quite accurate, and there was quite a long discussion. Some of the members, were supportive and said, the software is not great. They're going to update, and others felt they really needed to have what they say accurate reports. So they refused to receive the reports from the past 3 months. The newly named Board of Finance Chairman, David Wilburn, said he would be happy to sit down with Hansen, and they will discuss this. And they say, it's not a personal attack, but they feel they want to get everything on straightened out.
Are there any specifics that they're pointing at all, or just a general, we don't think this is accurate?
Yeah, I don't know. They talked about numbers and this.
We both had the same question. So
yeah.
It's like,
their numbers, some of them are just not
reflective of reality?
They said, some of the totals don't match up with the bottom line, and
okay,
some
things
of
don't add up.
But again, it could be the software, and as member Ginger Betty pointed out, this is not accounting like any other accounting. Municipal finance is altogether different. It's flowing, and there are funds coming in and going out, and
And there's also funds that you prepay out in order to get a grant later on. And
right,
a
reimbursement
lot of shifting.
It's
from,
not a straight. Oh, you put the money in and take it out, and then you have a balance.
The accounting complexities are great there, but I'm just
Usually,
it seems that the boards are usually. Are we not audited each year?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I'm just I'm kind of looking here. Say, it's a general feeling that's not right. What isn't right?
Yeah, well, it's numbers that don't add up. And, you know, I did not see them. I'm just listening to them saying this. So I haven't looked or have specifics.
There's going to be further on this, and everybody, if they are wise, is going to keep this out of the personal arena. Notice the caveat. Everybody, if they are wise, is going to keep this out of the personal arena and see if it can be...
Well, hopefully it can be all rectified. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, just... And there are others who feel just that, you know, maybe this... The Board of Finance is not the supervisor of the treasurer, as has been stated in the past. And sometimes that... gets a little fuzzy.
Is that different in each town?
Yes. Well, the treasurer, if the treasurer is elected, it's the townspeople who are the boss.
Yeah.
If the treasurer, any office that's appointed, is generally comes under the umbrella of the selectman.
And
town government is very confusing and complicated.
Yeah, but it also has its place. But so, just for clarity's sake, what is the situation in Falls Village?
What do you mean?
Is it appointed
it's
or elected?
Appointed. Okay. They just changed it to appointed.
But so, it was previously elected.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So, and David Wilburn will be sitting down, as I said, and he said, you know, we don't want this constant, not the word, you know, combativeness with the treasurer. And it shouldn't be. So they'll hopefully figure it out. The Honey Hill subdivision in Canaan has resurfaced. That is a subdivision calling for 20 lots along the Housatonic River off Honey Hill in the western part of town. This is Bruce McEver's application. It's, as I say, right along the river. You can see it if you're on Weatog Road in Salisbury. It's right across the river. There was a lot of controversy when it first appeared late last year. McEver listened to it and withdrew his application and came back to zoning this past week with some revisions. There's going to be a 300-foot conservation easement along the river and a few other changes, and so George Johannesson from Allied Engineering was in to present it. There were a few comments from the public, people who live in the area who have some concerns, and this will be. There are also concerns about traffic. It's right off 44, and it's also there were concerns about protected species. So all those questions will be discussed at a hearing, and that is scheduled for April 22nd at 7 p.m.
And when you say it has re-emerged, when did it de-emerge?
When did it what?
When did it de-emerge? In other words, when was you said it has resurfaced.
Right. It was last fall, and then they later in the fall, I think they, I would think around December, maybe January, they withdrew, and it's just coming back now.
And
we're talking not very long ago.
The application, do we know, or?
Sorry?
Have they changed anything, do we know, or?
Just, well, that 300-foot
okay.
conservation easement is now part of it. That wasn't there before.
Got it. Okay.
That's the big change, said Johannesson, yeah. But that will bring a lot of interest when it does appear on April 22nd. Also in Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the ordinance for growing and selling cannabis. It was an incredible hearing. Not a word. Not a peep from the audience. So Tim Abbott, the chairman, asked, any comments? Any comments? And so it was a one-minute, if that, hearing. And then the commission voted to approve the ordinance, so it takes effect 15 days after it's published in a legal notice. So that's the first so far and only town in the region that has approved such an ordinance. A lot of the towns have a moratorium, and Sharon just voted it down, said, no, we don't want it. So,
And just for clarity, this is allowing dispensaries or farming in the town.
Correct.
Some people I've noticed in places are getting confused about saying, well, then it's illegal here. No. It's legal across the state. It's legal to possess and smoke and eat and drink whatever you want to do with it. This is just having facilities in the community that
Correct.
Grow or dispense.
Exactly, yeah. So it's and if you look at the map that goes along with this, I mean, there are buffer zones, and, I mean, it's pretty limited. So it appears that the only, because you can't have it near schools, churches, daycare centers, and such, it appears that there's only one little area along Route 7, just north of town, where this could happen as far as dispensing. And then as far as growing, I think they're talking about, you know, more out in East Canaan than anywhere else. So, yes, you're allowed, but it's really going to be limited and regulated. So it'd be interesting to see how the other towns. I'm taking a guess that most towns don't want this. The Canaan put it on the ballot, so the townspeople voted that they wanted it back in November, and the margin was very slim for its passage, but it did pass. Okay, we had tons of St. Patrick's Day. The place was the area was green. Boy, was it green! So, the Falls Village seniors had a beautiful corned beef and cabbage dinner last week, and many of the town officials came. It was a lovely event. Well, ditto for the Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary on Saturday night. They had a huge dinner with lots of people coming and eating in and eating out. And on Friday night, the group called Kent Community with Unity in capital letters, it's part of the Chamber of Commerce, held a Shamrock Shindig with, again, dancing and Irish music and corned beef and cabbage and Irish liquor. And so the Irish really had their say this past week, and a lot of fun celebrations. So on to Easter, I guess, now. In Canaan, the first selectman, Brian Oler, announced a new program called Adopt a Garden. They're looking for landscapers and others, nonprofit organizations, to take on one of the six main gardens throughout town. He's asking, you know, they want to spruce things up and really make the town pretty, so they're asking people to choose a garden and come and design it and plant it and see how Canaan blooms this next summer. So be anxious to see how that works out.
Well, if nothing else, it's aesthetically pleasing idea.
And looking ahead, we have tonight is the Sharon Board of Selectmen presenting its budget to the Board of Finance. We have tonight the Cornwall Board of Selectmen meeting. And then on Wednesday, we have the Canaan Board of Selectmen going to the Board of Finance. So as I said, tons of budgets. I've been in touch with Region 1 officials. They're just about ready to finalize that budget. And that one, you know, goes to a region-wide hearing and then a town-wide referendum in each town. And that's generally in early May. So we'll look forward to that. We'll get those figures hopefully by next week. We'll have them for you. And one backtrack. The Kent Quilters, Saturday, for those who didn't know, is National Quilting Day. And we have a group here in Kent, the Kent Quilters, that work very hard together and do a lot for the community. And each year they do a major quilt that is done to sell, during the summer and actually during the fall, and they make it the theme of a nonprofit. They've done it for the veterans. They've done it for housing, for the scholarship fund, all with nice themes. And this year, the recipient will be the fire department. So they're working on it and have a photo in the paper showing the red and white design that they're doing. So
how long does it take them to do?
And they have a quilt walk, they're calling it the trail sale in the fall, and quilts are put up all through businesses in town, and people can walk, look, and buy. So.
And how long does it take to make a quilt like that, do you know?
Well, they all take do their own blocks.
Right.
And they've been working on it, I'm sure. It takes, probably a year. Each year they do it. So, and then nobody knows what each other is doing, and they all meld together and put it together, and it works.
And how many years has quilt? I'm not talking about them, but quilting like that has been going on forever.
Right. Well, they started. I think. What did it say?
I'm making a general statement.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
it's like everybody. It's potluck. Everybody brings theirs, and it's amazing.
And it's exactly
that
exactly.
It does meld together, and that just tells you everything in a nutshell that you need to know about people getting on.
Yeah, isn't it incredible? Just like potluck, they put it together, and it turns out just beautifully
each time.
In 1989. It started in Kentucky with a group organizing Quilters Day. And in 1991, National Quilting Association officers were so enthused about the concept that they took it to the national level. So in 92 was the first National Quilting Day.
Right, but as I said, I'm going way back before it was.
Oh yeah, see these.
Yeah, no, and that's what I mean. It's like you do yours, you bring it in, and voila, it goes.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of art, there's a lovely exhibit at the Falls Village Library, Hunt Library, of old photographs of the town. There was a reception on Saturday. Mabel Holloway. Back in the early part of the last century, took photographs. It was her thing, and they were found and collected and given, donated to the Historical Society. And Rika Laser, a young woman in town, scanned a whole bunch of them, and Garth Coble from the library curated. And this show is just fabulous for people who love to look at old photos, and I would really encourage people to go and view them. Scenes that are just and faces of people is just fabulous. And they had about 80 of them, and they just got 500 more. These are negatives. These are silver nitrate negative and glass negatives that they're transforming into photographs and.
That too is an absolutely. I mean, that's a project, but that's a wonderful, wonderful. Again, representation, a visual representation of what it looks like, and that's going to go a long way to making people feel connected.
Oh, there's one of two women standing on Prospect Mountain, looking over, and you see Canaan Mountain. Some of the dam, in Falls Village, they're just amazing, and what a find. Excuse me, and along with that, there was a talk on photography before the reception on Saturday. Daniel Karp, who is a photo expert, gave a talk and came with all these old cameras and tintype photographs. It was quite an experience.
So. Well, guess what, Ruth? You managed to...
we keep busy. Managed to amass some news.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And with a little bit of luck, but I actually think it's more shoe leather, you'll be back next week with more.
Things will happen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dean, Republican American, this has been yet another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.